Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, I have Keith Nitre and Bruce Gasway here to talk about, as that perfectly timed public service announcement just aired, Mount Edgecombe Days and the annual meeting of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Thank you, Erin. Thank you very much for having us.
The first thing is, for those who might not be familiar with the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, in a nutshell, what are you guys all about?
Well, the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society is a very unique museum. We are a museum of skills, not a museum of things so much. And our goal is to restore and put into operation that white building, that the old boathouse just across the harbor from this office. And we're close to getting it open, and when we have it open, it will be a functioning boathouse where people can come and work on their boats.
Excellent. And yeah, I like that, a museum of skills, of living history, not just objects.
Yes. So so much of maritime tradition has been passed on word of mouth and one man teaching another man or fisherwoman, as the case may be. And that's the tradition we hope to preserve in Sitka's maritime heritage.
But it's not just about boats itself. It's about the maritime history itself. I mean, from subsistence to, you know, thousands of years of maritime history here in Southeast Alaska. So it's not just about boat building. It also includes everything related to the waterfront here in Sitka, including World War II.
Awesome. Which encapsulates the boathouse over there, like you said, just across the water from us here.
Yes, and much of that facility was built during World War II in fear of what they thought was a Japanese military threat. And the boathouse is one of the most obvious tangible results. And that boathouse had a very real function. Before the bridge, the only way to get from Mount Edgecombe or Japonski and Alice and Charcoal Islands to Sitka was by boat, and the shore boats ran 12-hour services daily.
So, and this is the subject of your annual meeting, which I love the formats of your annual meetings, which is, let's get the things that the bylaws say we need to do, any votes or nominations, or we'll get the paperwork stuff done real quick, but then it's on to what we're actually here about, which is preserving the history of our shorefronts.
Yeah, we have to have an annual meeting every year. That's why it's an annual meeting.
Right.
But we keep it short and sweet, just, you know, a few minutes, let everyone know what we're doing. And then we move on to our discussion. And this year, our panel discussion and open to the public is about Mount Edgecombe Days, as Bruce said, about the people who are living in Japonski, Alice, and Charcoal Islands, or even on this side of the street going back and forth, because a lot of people did basically commute by shoreboat. And so this is a really kind of a fun way to record this history. We always record these things and eventually put it on our website. So there's a lot of public participation in this. And this whole idea for doing this year came about because we got a $40,000 education grant, a maritime heritage education grant, that we are in the process of making a 15-some-odd-minute video by interviewing a lot of the elders who grew up on the waterfront on both sides of the channel. And we're discovering so many interesting stories. Like, you just learned there was a bowling alley over there.
Right.
You know? And we decided, well, there's so much more to be told that we won't be able to do in 15-minute. We decided to expand that and bring it open to the public.
And our meetings are really successful, and we often learn a lot ourselves from the audience. People will come, someone will start a story, and someone else will finish it or have a different ending to that story. We get so much history from the audience at these meetings.
Yeah, as you were saying, you do have a panel of speakers who are already lined up to share their stories of living over there in this Mount Edgecombe community, but when someone shares a story, it always will trigger your own memories on things. So, yeah, maybe someone else remembers, that store, that so-and-so didn't live there. They lived actually two blocks down. And always good to have these conversations start.
And the event will be moderated by our semi-famous moderator, Eric Jordan.
Excellent. So, for those who are unfamiliar with it, which, when I've been hearing the PSAs of, like, Mount Edgecombe community, the only Mount Edgecombe I'm familiar with is either the high school over on Japonski Island, or the volcano. So
Mount Edgecombe was a town. It was its own small town, and it had its own post office, its own zip code, and a bowling alley,
a movie theater,
fire department. It was a functioning small city in a very kind of an idyllic piece of Americana that's kind of just gone away.
Yeah.
And that things tremendously changed once the bridge was built in the 70s and 80s. A lot of that community started, actually, they started moving houses from over there to this side of it. So there's a lot of history that even I'm still learning about, you know. And, this, you know, one of the things that I really now have memorized were the names of the 5 shore boats that ran back and forth between Mount Edgecombe and Sitka. And I bet you, Bruce, you cannot name all 5 of those shore boats.
5, huh? I think I can come up with one. The Arrowhead. I know the Arrowhead.
And that's our logo that we use on all our things. But yeah, that's one of the most famous popular questions. Do you remember all the names of the shore boats? Well, yes. There was the Donna, the Diana, the Dorothy, the Teddy, and the Arrowhead.
And I mean, yeah, that would have been, as you said, before the bridge, that's the only way back and forth into the big city of Sitka.
And if you missed the shore boat, you had to crash on someone's couch.
Goodness. Yeah, so all of these stories, this is what you're hoping to capture during your annual meeting of coming in and people hearing about the stories that are set to be shared by the panelists who are coming in to share. And then there's going to be some time for if folks have their own bits and pieces to share.
Our meetings tend to be very flexible, but the panels will start it off, and then we know that the audience will get engaged, and we'll be hearing from a lot from the audience, and we'll just kind of try to see how that plays out.
We'll have a lot of exhibits as well, mm-hmm. photographs, documents, articles. We'll have a small PowerPoint presentation just to show what the community was and how it evolved over the years. So it's more than just people talking. There's a lot of information as well. There'll be handouts. And, of course, we'll also have coffee, tea, and treats.
Excellent. Always good to
get a map of the community so people can kind of mark where they lived or what facilities were there.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you're maybe a little too nervous, like, I don't need to stand up in front of everyone to say mm-hmm. my 2 cents, you can still mark it on the map of, like, this is what I remember, too.
Yeah, a little post-it notes, right. a piece of paper that they can fill out saying, this is where I lived from when to when, and this is what I was doing. We're just trying to collect this information before it literally goes away.
Excellent. Well, awesome. So for this annual meeting and this sharing of the stories of Mount Edgecombe Days, this is coming up this Wednesday, correct? February 26th. Where and when should people be showing up for this information to be shared?
Harrigan Hall. Come to Harrigan Hall, and the program will be from 7 to 9, but the doors will open at 6:30, and we will have tea and coffee and snacks.
Yeah. All right, so you can get fueled up with some caffeine and some sweet treats starting at 6:30. Grab your seats, and everything will commence at 7 p.m. Excellent. Well, that will be a wonderful place to get together and share.
There's a lot of interest. We've been seeing the comments on Sitka Chatters that we're doing this, and they're already beginning to share stories. It's kind of fun.
Excellent. So we've already got chatter. People are already getting those memories dusted off and ready to share with the community. Well, that's the first of things that you have coming up for the community is this Mount Edgecombe Days, the big annual event mm-hmm. of sharing of history. Again, this Wednesday, 7 p.m. is when the action starts at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What are some of the things that people can at least get a quick pencil on their calendars
for? Well, we have usually every year we have 1 or 2 pub talks that are held at the Harbor Mountain Brewery. And in about the third week of March, we're scheduled to do another pub talk. Last year, we did it with the Alaska Whale Foundation about humpback whales, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. This year, they're coming back, and we're doing a pub talk on humpback whales and the interactions with herring in the Sitka area and the history of the herring population and the whales' interactions.
Oh, and perfect timing for the herring on their way back.
Coming up for the herring season. And they'll be here studying the humpback herring interaction throughout the spring.
Then, of course, on the 4th of July, we have our annual boat trip, thanks to Allen Marine, and we will have combined wildlife viewing and history, and details to follow.
Excellent. And then I'm seeing that it's something new this year that you're going to be offering is the historical walking tours in the Sitka area.
Well, we've been doing it already. Rebecca Paulson has put that together, and it's about an hour and a half tour, and it takes people throughout downtown, and of course she is our historian mm-hmm. and very, very knowledgeable. But we're definitely trying to get that more organized and out there for the visiting public.
And we will be looking for a few more tour guides so we can offer more of these tours. We have we have a great repository of information which we love to share, and we could find some motivated tour guides and help us along, that would be just wonderful.
And then one other event that we do is every spring we do a sailing class with Captain Bob
of the sailboat Bob.
Yeah, Captain Blaine, I should say, with the sailboat Bob. Oh, and excellent. That's a very popular one also.
Excellent. So yeah, lots of things to look forward to as summer and, I guess, more comfortable boating seasons start to come upon us. Excellent. So, yeah, we have the pub talk coming up in March. We have the Allen Marine helping to provide the Sitka Sound wildlife and history tour in the 4th of July, and then the historical walking tours. Throughout the summer. And then if folks are interested in maybe helping along with those walking tours, they can contact you guys as
and
well.
And, of course, those people that like to do a little bit of hands-on, we have our Saturday work parties. Every Saturday, 9 o'clock at the boathouse, come and pound a couple of nails with us.
Or paint or sand or no skills required. We can always find something new, even if it's just cleaning up the workshop.
Perfect.
And we always have coffee, tea, and donuts at 10:30.
And stories.
And lots of stories.
Excellent. Always, if there's interested people with willing hands, you've got work you can put them to.
Always, yes.
Excellent. Well, Keith Nitre and Bruce Gasway of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, thank you for coming in this morning. Again, we have the annual meeting for the Maritime Heritage Society this Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The main part of it is the learning and sharing of history of Mount Edgecombe Days. Everyone's welcome to hear, learn, share. Thank you both very much for coming in this
thank
morning.
Thank you, Aaron.
See you on Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.